You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, you're my best friend.
$50 million
just in the United States. $72 million worldwide. It coming out of nowhere, despite horrible reviews from people who are too hoity-toity to really enjoy a good movie. Bohemian Rhapsody finished number one at the box office over the weekend. $72.5 million worldwide. $50 million domestically.
One of the things I loved it, and I'm not a Queen fan. I would not consider myself a Queen fan until I got in there, and then I'm like, oh, I love that song. Oh, there's another one. I just loved watching the behind-the-scenes kind
there's
of process.
There's a reason you know the name, because they're very talented.
Right.
And they made a lot of hits.
And I would say really like unlikely, because, and they joke about this in the movie, that they were a band of misfits for misfits.
One of the things you mentioned earlier that I guess it says, and again, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I guess they talk about in the movie that he was, in fact, married.
Yeah.
And Elton John once said, okay, nobody's gayer than Freddie Mercury.
Right.
But he was married. And
the love of his life, by the way.
And they were best friends forever, even after they divorced. When he died, he left her everything.
So I looked this up, Rob. All
of his royalties, everything.
Good.
So that she wouldn't have to work or worry.
So he marries the love of his life, and I've posted the story about their courtship and marriage on our social media pages because it's so fascinating
to
me.
Did they have children together?
No. So they're together. You know, I think they met a year before they hit it big or started to hit it big. He left her actually half of his estate, which was $35 million that she got, mm-hmm. as well as his place. And he also bought a place for her next door to him. But here's what's interesting. They were so close, even after they split, because he finally came out and said, yeah, okay, I'm really gay. They were so close that when he died, he gave her, and this is not in the movie, so I'm not ruining the movie, the directions were given to her with his ashes, along with the responsibility to bury them and bury the location with her when she died. He did not want anyone to know where he was buried because he said fans flock there.
Right.
He says, I don't want to be
desecrate
dug
it
up. They desecrate it.
I mean, look at Jim Morrison's
grave.
Yeah,
I was going to say, the country of France hates that Morrison is buried there.
Mm-hmm. So he loved her enough and she meant enough to him that in the end, she's the one that got the ashes. And she has never spoken about his final resting place.
Right. And she's still alive?
Yep.
Huh, okay.
Still living in that same place.
Oh, I'm sure this movie just got her a huge check. Like I said, she's got royalties to almost all their stuff.
Well, it's not like you don't still hear Queen on the radio either, man. Here's my crazy guess. Bohemian Rhapsody recharts sometime in the next week or two.
Yeah. Oh, I can see that.
And for the third, it would be for the third or fourth time.
It would be at least the third time.
It recharted after Live Aid. Remember Live Aid?
I'm pretty confident it recharted after Wayne's World.
After Wayne's World, and then, yes, and then after this movie.
Do you remember Live Aid? Did you really just say that?
No, I meant, do you remember it recharted after Live Aid?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. The election is tomorrow. All the polls in Kansas have now closed, is my understanding. They had one left open in Johnson County in Olathe.
Yeah.
That they stopped voting there at noon. That's a misnomer. They stopped accepting new people in line at noon today. And apparently the line in Olathe, because see, I voted over here at the DMV in Mission. And there was a little bit of a crowd, but I was in and out in 10, 15 minutes.
Me too. But that was because we didn't wait until the very last day.
Well, no, that's true. But anyway, in the state of Missouri, and we'll get into this in just a minute, because I just find this reprehensible. The state of Missouri, for whatever reason, does not allow early voting of any type except absentee, and you have to have an excuse. All right? Like, I'm going to be out of the country, or I'm going to be having surgery, or
Right.
You know, but you can't just walk and go, I don't feel like waiting in line on Tuesday. They're going to say, well, that's too bad. We're sorry. The state of Missouri is anticipating tomorrow a 55% turnout of eligible voters for a midterm election.
Now, 55%.
Yep. That would be, at least in the modern era, read that, since at least 2000, it would be a record. I'm sure it would be a record prior to that, too.
I'm also looking up the turnout for presidential elections because I want to be able to compare. In recent elections, this is what a big deal 55% is, Scott. Voter turnout in the United States, while it fluctuates in national elections, in recent elections, about 60% of the voting eligible population votes during presidential election years.
What percentage again?
60.
60.
So if it's 60% across the country in a presidential election, 55% for a midterm here is a mind-blowing percentage. Now, do we wish it was 85? Of course.
Sure. Wish it was 100.
But in a presidential election, you're only getting 60. So 55 for a midterm is crazy.
Yeah. Here it is going backwards. In 2014,
okay,
it was 35% in the state of Missouri, 20% less.
Yeah.
2010, it was 47%. 2006, it was 53%. And 2002, it was 51%.
So higher back in 2002 and
during the wars.
Okay.
But yeah, then it dropped in 2014. Well, to keep in mind, 2010 was a referendum on Obamacare. So it was up to 47%. Then you get to 2014. The economy's doing relatively well. Obamacare is basically settled law.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot going on.
55% will be...
is huge.
Amazing.
Now, here's the problem. Missouri, you don't have early voting. So none of you, except maybe a handful of you, have had an opportunity to vote yet. So we're just telling you, be prepared for long lines tomorrow. And I would love for somebody to explain to me why the state of Missouri does not have early voting. I find that to be atrocious.
From the text line, I live in Missouri. If I have to wait longer than 20 minutes, I'm going home. That is disheartening to me to read that.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you,
don't discourage.
You need to
be
prepared. And this is why we mentioned this earlier. Please look at the ballot today. Look at it. Just go find the ballot. We've got it on our website.
Let me tell people how to do that real quick, please, if you don't mind. Go to KMBZ.com. Whether you live in Kansas or Missouri, we have sample ballots ready to go for everybody, no matter where you live in the listening area. Go to KMBZ.com. It is the first page story right there on the front left where it says something about the election tomorrow in Kansas and Missouri. Click on that. Just follow the instructions. It's very simple. Enter your address. We're not collecting this data from you. Don't worry about that. We don't even want your name. Enter your address, and it will provide for you what your sample ballot is going to be. Now, somebody would say, well, why can't I just put in my zip code? Well, keep in mind, I live in 66202, but I also work in another city in the 66202 zip code. All right? So what I would be voting on in Roland Park may not be what somebody in Mission, where we work, or in this neighborhood around here, would be voting on. So just enter your address with your zip code, and it will give you a sample ballot of what you're looking for tomorrow. And you had a great point about the expected times once you get into the booth in Missouri.
Yeah, there's a Kansas City Star article today about the wait. And the election chairwoman said, if you go in knowledgeable, you can be in and out in 10 minutes. As far as the actual voting.
We're not talking about the line.
No, the voting will take 10 minutes if you're knowledgeable. If you walk in cold and have no idea what you're reading, it could take you 40 minutes to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, if you have to look at a ballot today to decide what you're voting on tomorrow, stay home because you're uninformed. I don't think that's fair.
Not with the marijuana questions.
There's a lot of stuff on a ballot that you may not realize is on a ballot. For example, the judges, which I just skipped right through. I didn't vote yes or no on any of them. I don't care. Scott, well, I'm not going to go look through their case history and what they decided. On judges, I admit that I'm uninformed, so I didn't vote. But there are a lot of things in there
There are three questions about marijuana legalization.
And let me explain that real quick, if I may. For those of you who live in Missouri, you do have three questions there tomorrow. The first one will be Amendment 2. I hope I'm not glazing eyes over here. Amendment 2 is about legalizing and taxing at a rate of 4% medical marijuana in the state of Missouri. The Star is recommending you vote yes on that and then no on Proposition C. And there's another one, 3. On Proposition 3 and Amendment 3. Come on in. What do you want?
I can help you clarify.
Amendment 2 carries more weight, right?
Amendment 2 is the typical medical marijuana law that we see across the country. It taxes at 4%, and all the money goes to the Missouri Veterans Commission for use for veteran stuff.
Okay.
Amendment 3 is the amendment that is brought by the one guy, he's a doctor and personal injury attorney out of Springfield, that would create basically a research facility run by him and taxing medical marijuana at 15%, but he would be the medical marijuana czar of Missouri.
I see.
No. Proposition C, it would put it all under one man's control. That is what Amendment 3 is. Proposition
Bad
C
idea.
Would tax it at a lower percent. It would be like 2%, and then the money would go to a myriad of different things, but it would also only be a state law. Mm. And so
yes,
lawmakers could then manipulate it however they wished.
Right.
Okay. So Amendment 2 is the one that the Star...
Yes on 2.
Okay, Rod, we get it. You're in support of Amendment
2. Yes on 2.
Also allows you to grow.
Okay, thank you, Rod.
That's right, up to 6 plants for those that are allowed to do it.
Okay, all right. So anyway, you can get all that information by going to our website, kmbz.com.
Please familiarize yourself with those questions again tonight. Just at least look over it. So when you go in, and you hope your buddy in line ahead of you has done the same thing.
Sure.
And then hopefully it's not an hour wait, maybe it's 30 minutes.
What would be your limit before you get, let's say you lived in Missouri, you got in line tomorrow, you're very interested in voting for specific candidates, specific causes, you've taken, oh, by the way, I misspoke, you get 2 hours of paid time off from work in Kansas. In Missouri, you get 3 hours
Good.
Of paid time off from work, but as we learned in an email today from our bosses, you need to
clear it with your supervisor.
Plan this with your supervisor before you show up for work tomorrow at 8:30 and just say, well, I'm going to be gone from 10 to noon.
Everyone can't walk out at the same time, but they do have to allow you time to vote.
They do.
And in Missouri, man, they're going to have to allow you time to vote.
What would be your time limit? You get in line. You got your 3 hours. You live in Missouri. You get in line. They say it's going to be an hour wait.
Honestly, probably 2 hours, and I would still stand in line. Because you think about all of the people before us, Scott, and the blood that has been spilled for us to be allowed to vote.
Great point.
I think you got to do it.
576-7798. 576-7798. Tomorrow is Election Day. Get to it. Polls open at 6 in Missouri, 7 a.m. in the state of Kansas. 576-7798.
Hey, Dana Wright here with a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and Low Cost Life Insurance. All you got to do is go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It is so easy. It takes seconds. All you got to do is fill in whether or not you're a man or a woman, the state you live in, how much life insurance coverage you think you need, and then boom, all of these quotes will be right there at your fingertips. There's even a live chat feature on lowcostlifeinsurance.com. You got other questions? That's where Stuart Woodbury comes in. For decades, he has been helping people navigate the sometimes confusing waters of life insurance. You're going to love the service. When you call Stuart, you get Stuart. You're not rerouted to some call center hundreds of miles away. He will be able to tell you the best policy for your family's needs. You know what he'll also tell you? When you no longer need that policy. He will always say, he's the first person to say, that the goal is to self-insure so that by the time you are a certain age, and that's going to be different for everybody, you don't need life insurance anymore. Give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700 for all of your life insurance needs, 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all. And I get whiskey bent, hell bound.
From the text line. How early do the polls open in Missouri? The answer is 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. In Kansas tomorrow, it is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We will begin coverage right after the polls close tomorrow at 7. We will be updating you on all the local races of import, or at least of general interest throughout the entire Kansas City metro. Yoder Davids, McCaskill Hawley, all that stuff.
At least one person on the text line said they will be there 30 minutes early, just hoping to get in early, early.
What if you're a nurse and your shift is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.? You're not going to ask for 2 hours off.
I don't know. I don't know.
So anyway, if you guys want to weigh in on the election tomorrow, you are welcome to do it. What's driving you to the poll? Try not to get into too much Trump bashing, if that's the reason, or too much Trump praising. I don't care. I'm trying not to talk about the president today. Maybe it's a specific thing, marijuana on the Missouri ballot. Maybe you just feel like I've got to. It's my duty.
Yes, you asked, why do they not have early voting?
I cannot for the life of me understand it.
This is from the editorial board. The Missouri General Assembly has consistently rejected the idea of advance voting. But the potential for significant log jams tomorrow might sway them, okay? They have consistently rejected the idea. They are in a very real sense, suppressing the vote in the belief that fewer voters gives the GOP a better shot at success. I don't know if I agree with that, but that's the thinking. That's why the Republican-controlled Missouri General Assembly doesn't want early voting.
But studies,
they think more Democrats will vote.
Well, God forbid,
if you have early voting.
Well, God forbid, A, that more people in any given state use an opportunity to exercise
their right
to vote.
Correct.
Okay, so God forbid you make self-government easier and more accessible. But number two, I call BS on that. There have been plenty of studies that show that people who are more inclined to early vote are Republicans.
That's what I thought you said last week.
576-7798. I cannot for the life of me understand why Missouri and 12 other states do not have early voting. It defies logic and imagination. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. And if the excuse is because we don't want Democrats to vote, or we're afraid Republicans would vote, if that's your excuse, shame on you. If the only way you can win an election is to cheat, Republican or Democrat, I don't care who you are, then you don't deserve the office. This is our God-given right. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom and we'll stare it.
Charges follow preschool fight club. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks for my good friend Chip Glennon. And you know I've been telling you about Jimmy and Babs from Lenexa, who could not sell their home for the longest time. Beautiful home in Lenexa, wouldn't sell. Until they heard about Chip Glennon on the radio and made one very smart call. Chip's solid gold marketing strategy produced multiple showings and offers, selling the home for, get this, $460,000 in just 5 days. You got to call Chip to get your home sold quickly. Is your home still on the market? Are the only offers coming too low or lower than what you expected? Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Chip will even let you out of your contract at any time, so there's no risk. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank, and who are we kidding? The only agent I'm going to call when it comes time to sell my home. Call Chip Glennon today at 866-872-5556. That's 866-872-5556, or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com, and start packing.
Just past 4:30 in Kansas City. From the KMVZ newsroom, I'm Will Stara. Two daycare workers in St. Louis are facing felony charges after preschool children in their care were encouraged to fight each other. St. Louis prosecutors charged 28-year-old Michaela Guilford and 22-year-old Tina Daly with first-degree endangering a child. Charging documents claim the two women encouraged the fistfights nearly 2 years ago. Fights were caught on video and allegedly lasted 35 minutes, involving at least six kids. NBC, Fox News Channel, and now Facebook are all saying they will stop running President Trump's campaign ad that featured an illegal immigrant convicted of killing two police officers and falsely claiming it was Democrats' fault that he was in the country in the first place. CNN has rejected the same ad, declaring it racist. The advertisement aired on NBC's Sunday Night Football and MSNBC's Morning Joe and drew a heated online response. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:32.
Low-pressure system that has been bringing in some soggy weather to Kansas City will be moving on out, so the rain tapering as the afternoon goes on. High temperature ranging from the low to mid-50s. Generally clear for the overnight hours, a low near 40, then increasing clouds for tomorrow for Election Day. Scattered light rain back in the forecast from another system, the high upper 50s. Back to clearing for Tuesday night, slightly colder, a low 35. Sunny and mid to upper 40s by Wednesday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
50 degrees downtown and at your official weather station. Midterm election coverage on KMBZ begins when the polls close tomorrow night. Presented by Wholesale Batteries. The right battery the first time. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
We'll get your calls lined up here in just a moment. It's been a little busy afternoon this afternoon. Somebody writes in 7830, and I'll take issue with this if you don't mind, 7838. Voting is not a right. It is a privilege. Talk to an ex-convict. I understand the reasoning behind your argument here, but it is false. Voting is not only a right vested originally in the states, but subsequently protected by the 15th, 19th, and 26th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. And I would also point out, if voting is not a right, it is a privilege because that right can be taken away from you, then according to your logic, 7838, and I'm not mad, I'm just waging a counter-argument, if that is the definition of a right, that it cannot be taken away from you, then owning a gun is not a right.
Well, I'd agree with you there.
Owning a gun most certainly is a vested constitutional right.
Let's take calls on that. 576-7798.
I'm not, but I'm just trying to make the point. Owning a gun can be taken away from the right of owning a gun can be taken away from you if you are a convict.
Sure it can.
Just like the right to vote can be taken away from you if you are a convict. Voting is most certainly a right. And yes, I know the Constitution did not specifically lay out who could vote and who couldn't. They left that up to the states. But later, as more and more people were given the right to vote and efforts were made to take the rights away from them, then voting became a right within the Constitution. I only need to point to the 15th, 19th women, and the 26th. David in Raytown. Hello, David.
Hi, David.
How's it going, Scott and Dan?
Hi, good.
It's going well. Thank you for asking, man.
Hey, I was redoing the Missouri ballot, or my sample ballot for Jackson County.
Good for you.
And Proposition D, which is the safer roads in Missouri.
D is in David. It would raise the state fuel tax by a dime a gallon over 4 years, yes.
Correct. So my question is, if you read the ballot, it says that, and don't hold me to the numbers, but two-thirds of the money is going to go to the Missouri Highway Patrol, and the other one-third is going to go to maintenance of roads.
Okay.
And not, and my concern, and maybe some of the listeners can help me understand this, but some of my concern is, if it's for the roads and it's all being slated as for the roads, why is a certain percentage of it going to the Highway Patrol? So maybe I'm throwing everybody off guard, but I just was curious about that.
Okay. I don't know the answer. I think if the idea is the Missouri Road Safety Initiative or whatever it's called, They would make the argument that infrastructure is as important as policing that infrastructure, and that is why a large chunk of that money goes to the State Highway Patrol. If you don't want it to go there, then just vote no. Larry in Liberty. Hello, Larry.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, I was just listening when you guys were talking about the early voting in Missouri, and I don't have any facts to back this up, but I know Missouri is very Democrat
used
for
to.
The most part.
In the big cities, certainly, yeah.
But there are also, I mean, it's getting less now with all the jobs that left America, but it used to be a lot of unions. And like Ford Motor Company and the other auto industries, they bargained to get election days off.
Well, you could get election days off, period?
They get election days off, period, the whole day.
Huh.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I don't know for a fact that it is that. It's just a theory. Or it could be, you know, like I have a neighbor up the street. She's an Asian lady. She's happy as me because tomorrow's Erection Day.
Okie dokie.
Did he actually...
I'm going to dump that.
Did he actually...
I get the joke.
Just say that.
I get the joke. I dumped it. Funny, but I'm not playing that game today.
No, I don't think he can do that.
Dan in the Northland. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, the idea that people say they can't vote because it takes too long standing in a long line is utterly preposterous to me because I know for a fact that people will wait 3 days in line for an iPhone.
Amen.
Or, that's a really good point.
And I print out my ballot today. I'm going to go over it tonight. My wife and I go over the ballots the night before. I actually go ahead and mark mine up because I get to reading those when I get back in there.
Well,
and
at that
again.
Point, Dan, you can hand it to her so she knows how to vote tomorrow, too.
Oh, please.
But that's right. That's right, because she's stupid and she just stays in the kitchen and I do all the talking for both of us.
We've heard the ads. You just take yourself out of this kitchen, little lady, and go on out of here and vote.
Well, don't.
But only after you make my meatloaf.
Well, yeah. You really put a lot of work into it. Are you allowed to bring that sample ballot into the booth with you?
I do. We actually take ours with us, and it's already marked up. Because I'll get in there, and I'll start reading. And I got to admit, some of those get so wordy that I get confused reading, and I forget where I was going to go with it.
If I already have it
marked, I don't have to read it again. I can just go in, make my marks, and go. It cuts down my time.
I was really surprised because, you know, I obviously live in Kansas, and my ballot was only pertaining to two things. Candidates for local office or state offices, of course, and judge retention or not. There was not a single, you know, what you want to do with this regarding your local city government or the school district. Well, there might have been one school district question for Shawnee Mission. I think there might have been one of those. But other than that, it was a very simple ballot, especially if you skip over the judges. I was shocked when I looked through the Star's endorsement list for Jackson County, how many Jackson County government questions there are that all seem to basically say the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is about ethics reform and limiting the county executive's power. And then that's question one. And then question two is another question that would limit the power of the county executive. And then question number three involves term limits and a raise for the sheriff. And question four calls for term limits and a raise for the county prosecutor. And it's like, good Lord.
My ballot is 6 or 7 pages long.
Yeah, that's lengthy, Dan. Someone just wrote in and said, my sister is a nurse. Now follow me here, Scott.
Okay.
Her boss told her she had to find someone to cover her shift to go vote, and she has to use paid time off.
I don't think that's legal.
That's illegal. I am telling you right now, that is illegal. Now, they can say to her, you can go vote at the beginning of your shift, or you can use those 3 hours to vote at the end of your shift. They can dictate which side of your day you leave to go vote on. Mm-hmm. They cannot legally tell you, figure out someone to cover you, and or you have to use paid time off to go vote. Period.
I don't think that's right. I think you're right. I don't think it's right that somebody would say, I mean, because for nurses, for example, a lot of them work a 7-to-7 shift. You work a 12-hour shift.
Not going to vote.
And I have no problem with them saying, okay, especially with nursing or something, you have to work it out with your supervisor. You can't just, everybody can't come in to their shift tomorrow morning at 7 and go, by the way, we're all heading out for a big voting party at 10 o'clock and the floor has not a single nurse on it. I mean, they have a job to do primarily. And yes, of course, they have every right to exercise their right to vote. But I don't have a problem with a shift supervisor saying, all right, Dana, you and Scott will leave. Well, just don't even come in at 7. You guys come in at 9. There's your two-hour window.
Right.
But you have to be back at 9 o'clock.
Now, did you read what the email really said in the fine print, which makes sense?
The one to us?
Yes.
If you can't get to it before or after work. Right?
If you do not have a schedule, I want to read it exactly the way, because this is going to be for everyone.
I'm sure it is. Like, for example.
Here we go. In accordance with Kansas election law, employees who do not have sufficient non-working time to vote are entitled to up to 2 hours paid leave to vote. Meaning, you and I roll in here at noon and out at 6.
There's no excuse.
They don't have to let us off 4 to 6.
You don't get to go to the boss and say, no. Scott's taking off 2 to 4 and I'm taking off 4 to 6.
You don't show up at noon.
I know, right?
I do. I was here at 9 o'clock this morning.
That's your problem.
Oh. But no, you're right. For somebody in your position or mine or Rod's.
But what I'm saying for nurses is, if you work 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. on election day, 6 p.m. to the next day, 6 a.m., they don't have to give you time off. Because you can vote all day long up until 6 p.m.
That's right.
When you show up for your shift. Mm-hmm. So for the nurse's sister who wrote in, if she has sufficient time during the day to vote on her own, they do not legally have to give you time off. If she doesn't, they do.
576, somebody says, you guys are living in a fantasy land if you think nurses get time off to go vote. I understand. And quite frankly,
telling you what the law says.
I would bet most nurses would not even request it because they know that we're not. It's just going to cause a headache for everybody else. They're all going to hate me on the floor. I get it. And quite frankly, people in the medical profession should have an automatic. Firefighters, police, nurses, critical positions regarding public health or public safety.
Yep.
I don't care if you live in Missouri that doesn't have early voting or not. You should be able to walk in there with your last pay stub or some sort of identification from your hospital and say, I work at a hospital. I have the right to early vote.
Yep.
Give me my ballot right now.
Yeah.
And a cop and a firefighter and anybody in the military. 576-7798.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows.
576-7798. Dave in Blue Springs. Hello, Dave.
Hello, how are
Hi.
You?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you, my man.
I love you guys. Hey, I've got a suggestion. Why don't we say we go to your website and we print the ballot off for our zip code or our district.
Mm-hmm.
We take a week beforehand, fill it out, study it. We go to the polling place on election day and turn it in with our ID. Simple.
Can I punch one hole into your Swiss cheese if that's all right?
Do it.
The only problem I could see with that, and this is why a lot of states do not even allow any sort of phone into a polling booth, is you could get into vote buying.
Yes. Or vote selling.
Explain that.
I don't have a dog in the fight. I really, Dave, don't care to vote. This isn't true. I'm just speaking facetiously. Let's say I wasn't really planning to vote this year. There's nobody I care about. There's not an issue on the ballot that interests me at all. I was just going to sit this election out.
Yep.
Knock on my door. Hey, listen, man, I'm a candidate Dave Smith.
Here's what we're going to do.
And I'll give you, Scott, $40 if you'll print off your ballot. Word is that you're not planning to vote. Heard you talking about it on the radio. But I'd really like your vote if you don't mind. And maybe like you to talk about me on the radio once or twice. And here's $40,
yep.
And all you've got to do is just fill out your ballot and then just take it down to the election office, and we'll get you taken care of. That's why they don't allow a lot of times you're not allowed to take – I don't know what the rules are in Missouri or Kansas. I always leave my phone in the car when I go to vote. But you cannot take your phone or any recording equipment at all in some states into the voting booth for fear that somebody might take a picture of their ballot as proof – that they voted for a specific person or cause.
Okay.
That's
you
my
win,
that's
Scott.
My, no, we're not arguing here. I'm just trying to explain. I like the idea, but I think some people would argue, well, it needs to be you have to put a little bit of work into it.
You know, let me ask you this, because I took my phone in. You know me, I always have 10 pounds of you-know-what shoved in a five-pound bag. And I walked into early vote. I had my purse on my shoulder, some papers that I needed for work. I had my phone in one hand and my Starbucks in another hand. Mm. I was dropping things all the way into that voting booth.
Right.
And the woman, the helper woman, came over and she said, okay, here's what you're going to do. And she saw my phone and I went to set it down and I actually dropped it. And she goes, are you going to keep that in there? You can hold it. And I just pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care if I had the phone. I'm guessing they don't want you to take a photo of your vote.
I don't know. I don't know. Jennifer in Kansas City. Jennifer, hello.
Hi, how are you, Scott?
We're doing
Hi.
Really well.
I love you guys.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hey, I really like you, Scott.
Thanks.
You talk about that, just real quick, sorry. You talk about that town north of St. Joe, Missouri. You go to King City.
Oh, King City, yeah.
That's my alma mater.
Oh, right on. Aww. Right on. I love that town.
We graduated at the same year, you and I did.
Well, then you're from a fine class.
Thank you. Andrew County, Missouri. Woohoo!
Okay. Go ahead, Jennifer. Okay. What you got?
All right. I used to be a manager at the Children's Hospital in Kansas City.
Okay.
A few years ago, about over 10 years, I did that job. Anyways, so the first, would have that been, what year did Obama become president?
Oh, good Lord, it
2008. Go ahead.
Okay, so 08. So we have that rule. We have those rules that that we paid people really, or I mean, we paid their time so they could go vote if they were late or...
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I think it's very fair. I lived in Johnson County, so my boss wanted me to vote early.
Well, you know, somebody said, thank you, Jennifer.
But that should have, just so we're clear, that should have no bearing legally. They have mm-hmm. to give you the, I don't care if you work in Missouri and you live in Kansas. Well, it's going to take you time to drive all the way to Kansas. It doesn't matter. They have to give you time to vote, period, end of story.
Somebody had an interesting point. It would be complicated to figure out exactly how to do it. But set up a polling station inside the hospital. Now, the only problem with that is you have, you know, Tom, who is a doctor or a nurse or whatever, who lives in Lee's Summit, and then Lisa, who works...
There's no way.
Who lives in Liberty. You'd have to have every ballot
yeah, I mean, for every city. What if there's a city amendment?
Yeah.
There's no way.
It would be incredibly complicated. What if you printed up a ballot for Tom, who lives in Lee's Summit, and Tom never comes down from his shift to vote? You know,
yeah.
I mean, and there are different election laws for different states. And, you know, I'm going to cast a Kansas ballot in the state of Missouri, you know, at St. Joseph Hospital. It would just be, it's an interesting idea, Texter. I don't want to take that away from you. I just don't know how practical it is. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, the vote before the vote. More next.
Diamonds Direct is now open, ladies and gentlemen. You've been hearing me talk about it for weeks. Now you got to go check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood at 119th and Row. They've got a gorgeous showroom. Light, bright, relaxed. Music's playing. It's got a great vibe. And case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping all over again for diamonds. Just in time for the holidays, by the way. This is the largest selection of rings and earrings and bracelets and bands that you're ever going to imagine in one place. Shop around. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets. Plus, Diamonds Direct gives you a free lifetime warranty on any purchase with no fine print. You will never pay a dime for sizing, cleaning, or routine maintenance. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people buy diamonds here, is now open. Nobody else does it like this. 10% guaranteed appreciation when you upgrade. It's amazing. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row. They're now open. Check them out.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.